بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي ولا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We were discussing about our spiritual discourses concerning pride, and this is our fifth part. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes strutting. Muhalla bin Mughira, who was in the army of Hajjaj, once he passed Mutraf bin Abdullah, strutting in elegant clothing. Elegant clothing, Mutraf told him, "O servant of Allah, Allah does not like this walk." Mutraf retorted, "Do you know who I am?" Mutraf replied, "I know you very well. You were originally a drop of dirty fluid and will soon become a stinking corpse. At this point in time, you are carrying a load of excrement with you." After hearing this, Mutraf changed his walk. How wonderful a method of explaining. And here we understand something, that people, unfortunately, due to pride and arrogance, they can even change their method of walking, talking. We see it in these days, that when you go to a person's office, he will speak on the phone with utter pride and arrogance. And when he then addresses you, he will speak from a platform. And if you see people walking, and Allah Azza wa Jal refers to this in Quran al-Kareem, as if to say they walk and the earth is going to split. Even the earth detests that walk of that person. And if you look at the previous arrogant leaders who strut and walk, swinging their shoulders in pomp and glory, Firaun, Haman, Nebuchadnezzar, all these rulers who had pride and arrogance, Nimrod, were destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so swiftly, so quickly, that they have become lessons and deterrents for us. Why? Because pride. Pride makes, unfortunately, a person do some funny things. Once it enters in the heart, then it creeps and creeps until it covers the whole heart. And because the heart is pumping the blood in the whole body, then that person, when he speaks, you know, smacks of pride coming out. And this example that we have narrated pertains to just walking. You'll see a person, he'll develop pride because he's a good writer. He'll develop pride because he's a good speaker. He'll develop pride because of money. Develop pride because of wealth. Develop pride because of the shoes he wears and the clothing he wears, like in this example. Develop pride these days. I met one person in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was telling me how expensive his reading glasses are. And I'm thinking now, this person is showing off how expensive his reading glasses are. What have we not come to stoop so low? So people will develop pride for silly things, stupid things. And because of this pride, we compete with each other. That haram functions where there is music, video, photography, intermingling of sexes, wedding functions, 1 million rand, 2 million rand, because the person in my locality had a function, 1 million rand, I must have a function now, 2 million rand. And see what it has done to our society, our locality. The people have pride in other things also. That see my sheikh, how many murids he got. See my khanka is better than yours. See my madrasa is better than yours. See my factory is better than yours. See my production is better than yours. See our setup, our organization is better than yours. Our infrastructure in our welfare society is better. Well, lilayat, to do for the pleasure of Allah, goes away. Then pride enters. And shaitan deceives the person. I'm not showing off, I'm just informing. Actually, I'm not showing off, I just want others to know what I'm doing. You know, I'm not showing off, I just want to inform others how good I am, how good my organization is. And this could be a religious institute also. And we show pride. See, my radio station is better than that one. My organization better than that one. And my system of teaching and learning better than that one. You know, the education here is better than that school. Our school is better than the other school. So shaitan misleads. And it makes a person arrogant. That's why you find out when you go sometimes to a person who came back from Umrah, at those days Hajj, when it was free, we could go anytime. Free meaning no visa quota. Then you'll see that person tell his son, can you bring the Zamzam from that container which I bought 15 years ago, you know, on my 15th Hajj and on my 20th Umrah, when I went, I brought that container. Could you please bring it? So informing us nicely that, you know, I made 15 Hajj or I made 20 Umrah. Why this? How this developed? Shaitan is cunning, deceptive, and he fools mankind into believing that, see, what I am saying, what I am doing, this is absolutely correct, that no, I can inform the public, you know, I went Umrah upon Umrah. You meet people, they tell you, no, Mufti Sahab, every year, Ramzan, I go for Umrah. Every year for the last 20 years. But when you look at this person, Islam hasn't touched him yet. Nor his family. But he's boasting. And see the answer Mutraf Rahmatullah Alayhi gave. I know you very well. Meaning, I know mankind very well. I know human beings very well. And what he knows about them, which is in front of us, but we haven't realized it. You were originally a drop of dirty fluid. Meaning what he's saying, that see where you came from. You came from semen, which is najas. And then when semen comes out of the body, then ghusl becomes faraz. Ghusl becomes obligatory because this fluid has come out of the body. And now from whom it came out, that person has to make ghusl. Now he is under janabat. The laws of janabat apply to this person. And this person, he cannot read now Quran even. He cannot touch Quran. He cannot make salat. He cannot make tawaf. He cannot enter the masjid. If he's in etikaf and this fluid came out, he must leave the masjid and he must have a faraz ghusl. So you came from a dirty drop of fluid, of dirty fluid, of impure fluid. So why are we boasting about things? See where we came from. Understand where we came from. When a person thinks where he came from, then he will understand, see, I'm nothing. My origination It's from a dirty fluid, from an impure fluid. So when he thinks of his original, then inshallah, he will come to his senses and say, I am nothing. In fact, I come from impure place. I am come from an impure fluid. And soon become stinking corpse. Honestly, that is where we're going. That when we are alive and kicking, smiling, boasting, everybody is looking at us. And when we are walking proudly, then we think everybody is looking at us. But you don't realize how many an evil eye is looking at you. And what jealousy you are creating, what enmity you are producing, and what hatred you are creating by your proudness and because of your boasting qualities, how are you influencing the environment, the circumstances, the place, the people? How are you influencing them? How are you hurting their hearts? How are you moving their emotions? How are you trampling upon their sentiments? But soon you'll be a corpse. When you are lying dead, people will be smiling. Those who you hurt and harmed and you pushed around will be smiling. And if you leave, when rigor mortis sets in, your body stiffens. And then if they leave it for a little while, it'll start stinking. No one want to touch you. And why they want to rush you? Now you are dead. As soon as you are dead, they'll give you ghusl and they will rush you off into the graveyard. And everybody will be looking at your wealth for distribution. Nowadays we are hearing strange things, that when the wealthy are dying, the day of the funeral, the body has not hit the ground yet. People are talking, I am getting this share, I want my share, I want that share, and I want it now. And fighting, quarrelling, ulama ikram will be a testimony that these days that those who are going to inherit start quarrelling and fighting over the dead body inheritance. At this point in time, you are carrying a load of excrement with you. Meaning that, don't you see, every now and then, you are going to go to toilet, you're passing urine, you stool, you are carrying urine, impurity with you. You're carrying stool, impurity with you. And still, unfortunately, we boast around. We don't look where we came from. We don't look what we're carrying. And unfortunately, pride develops in a person. So if we ponder a little while, and if we take the time out to ponder a little while, then every time we want to become proud and arrogant, then think from where we came, from that impure fluid, and what we carry at the moment, the load that we carry. Think about that carefully, that every now and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows a person, then he goes to toilet, and he passes urine and stool. We're passing out urine and stool impurity that we are carrying. Now look at that. When we think about that, then we should cool down. We should start pondering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this talent, whatever talent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us boons and favors, whatever boons and favors. We should appreciate it. When we appreciate it, then we must use it in the right place. We must use it to the right, correct frame of mind. Constantly praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal will give us more. And if we do not praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we are not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will give us. But remember, then it is a rope to hang us. Then it is going to become a trial and tribulation for us. Then it's going to become a test for us. Then it's going to become a fitna for us. People boast. Unfortunately, they boast even of their offsprings and of their piety of their offsprings or the wealth of the offsprings all the handsomeness and beauty of the offsprings. So we should be very careful and think about it, where we came from, where we going. Think about the three things: impurity, the fluid, the semen. And then think about what we're carrying: impurity, urine and stool. And think about, we are going to die, our body is going to become hard, cold, and we're going to get rushed off to the graveyard. Allah Ta'ala grant us ability to understand. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.